Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, retired colonel claims U.S. military operations are already underway in Iran. We'll get into what's happening with the oil prices. Exxon chairman gets $400 million retirement package amid soaring gas prices. We'll get into all of it and get into some of the other little caveats and facets to the Charlie Sheen story going live on Jimmy Kimmel and exposing 9/11. Just amazing. We'll re-air that clip coming up in this hour. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls. I guess up first would be Pam in New Mexico. Pam, thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. I've got a couple things, and I'll try to get to at least one of them. I've been following the Charlie Sheen thing, and I'm so glad that he pointed out the false tapes from the Pentagon, and also the Building 7 thing. But I wish that since he's, you know, so visible, that he would bring out a couple other things. I wish he'd talk about the military drills, the stand downs, the no windows in the airplanes.
Well, I mean, he did come on this show and do everything you just listed.
Oh yeah, but he doesn't. When I hear him or read something about it, he doesn't. He could mention the put options and the remote.
Well, I mean, you may be reading something someone else wrote about him. He can't control that. I mean, he's come on this broadcast twice and laid out everything you just listed.
Right. Okay.
He also again was asked about it on national TV, and I mean, put it to you this way: he has a national TV show on CBS. And I'm not at liberty to get into everything that's going on in the background, but can't you imagine he's already been pressured?
Oh,
see,
sure.
It was pretty darn bold of him to go ahead and say what he said Friday night.
Right, right. Yeah, well, okay. I just wish if people knew. I mean, nobody ever mentions the stand down of the military, and if he just put that out there.
I mentioned it on CNN nationally.
Right. I know that. I just wish it would come out more because people are so amazed when I tell them about the stand down. They never heard
of it. Well, I agree with you, Pam. It needs to come out more, and you're doing that right now on the radio. And
good.
Call into other talk shows, say the same thing.
Right, right.
I mean, it's up to us. We've got to do it.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention is that I'm a Christian, and I've got friends who are Christians, and one of them is a dear friend who lives in Wyoming, and we both have grandchildren. And she just feels like, well, this is probably all true. It's probably the end times, but Jesus is going to take care of us, and God's in charge and everything. And so, but I'm just so concerned.
And so we don't have a job to warn other people. We don't have a job to fight evil. Well, we can just lay down, and God will do it all. And that's the exact opposite of what the Bible says.
That's what they're saying. It's so frustrating.
That's what the government controlled churches tell them.
Right, I know. But my friend in Wyoming, it isn't the government, she realizes all this, and she despises the Bush administration and the horse he rode in on. But she just feels that...
Well, he's afraid of horses, so he wouldn't ride in on a horse.
Right, that's right. Well, it's the children that I'm worried about, you know, and the fact that they're doing all this stuff, this terrible stuff in the schools incrementally, means that it hasn't come to New Mexico yet. It hasn't come to Wyoming yet. People don't believe me.
You know what? You know what? I bet it's going on in schools, and the parents don't even know it.
That's
actually is going on in Wyoming and New Mexico. I've seen articles. They got thumb scanners going in a lot of schools there. They got being frisked. They got cameras in the bathrooms. They got drug testing. It's all going on. Yeah, people just don't know it's going on. It's out of sight, out of mind. Pam, great call. Thank you so much. Come back and talk to Todd, Jim, Tyrone, Steve, and others. Stay with us.
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In case you missed it, we've got the excerpt from Jimmy Kimmel Live Friday night with Charlie Sheen where he gets asked about 9/11. That's coming up later in this hour, and if I have time, I'll air maybe one or both of those CNN pieces. From a few weeks ago, we've only aired that once. People have been requesting it, and a lot of you missed it. It's pretty powerful stuff as well. Let me go ahead and go back to your calls, and then I'm going to get into some of the other news here in just a moment concerning Iran and oil, as I've been mentioning. Right now, let's go to Todd in Florida. Todd, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm pretty silly because I thought elections were real and everything was real, but Washington Journal and now Alex Jones... all the call-in people, way back when I called in like an hour and a half ago, those are paid people. There were paid people calling in to actually lie and dance. And I hear that on Washington Journal, and I hear that on your show now. And I thought it was all about the truth, and I am going to be all about the truth, and I would like to talk about Dennis Cuddy and Dr. Stan Monteith and really his book Secret Records Revealed and
Quotes
That Are Evolved.
Sir, now maybe I'm dumb, and sometimes I miss the boat on things that are pretty obvious. What are you saying about Washington Journal and then this show?
No, because I go into Yahoo forums, and they are paid people, and they call into you, and they play you. They're doing that right then, even as I listen. And if you I understand that you listen to the calls.
Sir, let me stop you. Let me stop you again. I'm not understanding. Talk to me like I'm 5 years old. Explain to me what you say is going on. I'm confused.
COINTELPRO on a basic level.
But you said people are calling in playing me. I don't understand that.
Right. There were three calls in the first hour. And you'll listen to them later. And I wish everyone would. They are paid people.
Say what? Let's do it this way. What did you hear on Washington Journal?
When I used to think, and way back when, I'm a silly boy. I used to think elections were real. I used to think Washington Journal was real.
Okay.
But after a while, it begins to sink in that it's as deceptive as the fake elections. And what's happening in your forum, in your thing, sir, is that people are paid to call in and lie. Lie to me, lie to you, lie to their own heart and soul. And it's not a good thing.
Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
Oh, certainly. Wag the Dog, the movie. I think that the Hoffman character was Bruckheimer, and that part where National Treasure was produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, that was kind of weird. And Dr. Stan Lateef and Dr. Dennis Cuddy with the secret records revealed. I have many quotes. The House of World Order will have to be built from the bottom rather than from the top. But an run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. That was Trilateralist and CFR member Richard Gardner in 1974.
Oh, I know. Their own publications say it. I appreciate your call. Well, I think what the caller's saying is that he thinks that the calls that disagree with me to this broadcast and the calls that agree with the government line on Washington Journal with Lamb and others are staged. And certainly some phone calls are staged. Some people are on the payroll. But I have to say the majority of the people that disagree with me on this show just genuinely disagree or have some personal problem with me. There are hired COINTELPRO individuals. I mean, it's come out that Walmart spends tens of millions a year on fake blogs and fake news at the grassroots level. It is admitted that Bush spent $1.6 billion, and that's just what we know about, for fake newscasts, fake news productions. No one was ever told it was a government production. And for paying off reporters to write favorable columns and to go on as pundits on Fox and CNN and lie. A good example of this is former CENTCOM chief and former head of the Iraq War Operation, Tommy Franks, head of the invasion. I noticed during the election in 2004, he'd always get up on TV and go, "Now listen, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, I'm independent. But I totally agree with the war, and George Bush is absolutely right, and I just love everything he's doing." Well, it's now been confirmed mainstream that he gets $450,000 a year as a White House paid propagandist. They call it public relations officer. He's paid, and he's going on these TV shows and saying he isn't paid. You can see him read the script on these shows. Imagine almost a half mil a year on top of his pension and everything else to just go around and lie. And there's thousands of these people. And yes, we know that, say, Viacom has hired thousands of bloggers. And this goes back, I saw a Frontline piece on this 4 years ago. On PBS, of all places, admitting that they have whole office buildings full of young hipsters on the message boards, on the blogs, hyping different bands and different things, different TV shows that Viacom has to young people. And this is how it works. A lot of what you see out there on the web attacking me are not government agents, but where the attacks originate from, we've tracked this and documented it, are government agents. They call it a mockingbird. Why did the CIA in the 70s, when their plan got declassified, forced to be declassified by Frank Church's senatorial committee, why did we then learn that it was called Operation Mockingbird? Well, what does a mockingbird do? A mockingbird hears a lawnmower, or hears you yelling at your wife, or hears a jackhammer, or hears another bird, or hears your dog barking or your cat meowing, and then it imitates it. It's a state bird of Texas. There's a whole bunch of them around here. You'll hear all kinds of weird sounds. You'll hear Mockingbird going, and of course it'll be right by a construction site where bulldozers have been working for a month. There's bulldozers behind my house, and now the Mockingbirds actually heard one the other night. Well, it was right at dusk, and it was singing, I guess, to its girlfriend, and it was going, I mean, that's what they do. I'm now digressing into birds, folks. I've read a few books. I wouldn't call myself an ornithologist. There's so much to know about birds, but it's interesting. But that's why they call it Mockingbird. They put it out, and then a lot of weak-minded people go out, and they parrot it, and they push it. And it's always dissension, and don't trust this person, don't trust that person. And to get most of the movement debating that and fighting with each other, instead of out waking up other people, out saying we can win the fight against the New World Order. You know, a lot of the COINTELPRO people are always saying, we're going to lose, there's nothing we can do, there's no way to beat it. It's the same story, same M.O. Here's an example of control, though. Brian Lamb has been asked hundreds of times to have me on by listeners, viewers. They've had people on attacking me multiple times where entire shows are dedicated to attacking me on Washington Journal and book reviews and other programs. And they will not have me on. I've called them. I've put in the request. Hey, let me respond. Let me come on. And one time for about 60 seconds I got on during the RNC because it was a big line of people. And they cut me off and wouldn't let me on, and it was so obvious, somebody at Mission Control said, no, check, you know, let him back on. That looked bad. But C-SPAN's better than most forums. At least you can call in. I've called in over the years. I don't know, I've probably tried to call in 20 times or so. I think I've got in 3 or 4 times. So, yes, it's bought and paid for. Yes, there's a lot of control going on. But most of it is parroting. Or mockingbirding. And here's another way Mockingbird works. You'll have a top radio broadcaster in the country who's paid government, who's established, put in positions of power, paid more than their show even makes. They are then the benchmark of success. They're not really successful because of the talent of their show. They're successful because they've been promoted and put in key positions. I mean, they're somewhat listenable, but obviously higher ratings could be garnered with different types of programs. Everybody in the industry sees that and then tries to duplicate what they're doing, thinking that brings success. Okay? Same thing with the top journalists from the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Washington Times, who always get on all the shows, who get their books promoted, who make all the money. Then all the reporters see that and think, man, you know, that must be the popular view. That must be who's right. I'll just parrot what they say. This is how it works in academia. The big foundations will fund them, push their books. These professors will make millions of dollars because they promote killing 90% of the population. They promote one world government. And then all the other professors see that, and it's the peer pressure of, oh, that's what the cool people say. That's what the cutting edge, avant-garde say. So it's peer pressure. So a lot of this stuff is not Mockingbird. It's not originating from a Mockingbird. It's just being parroted through a Mockingbird operation. And this stuff gets used as a template. Homeland Security Director's cousin, Benjamin Chertoff, gets together with a team of 7 people, writes a shoddy hit piece, because the rest of the media is so lazy, and then they use that as a template, always referring to that now, basically forever. It's like the Warren Commission report on the 9/11 truth movement. It's a fraud, but that's the template people use. You understand what I'm saying? I know you do. We'll come back, take more calls. I got to hurry through these calls, because I got all this news to cover. Retired colonel claims U.S. military operations already underway in Iran, and a lot more. I want to talk about oil prices and gold and a lot more, but I was up working too late last night. I'm kind of dingy today. Oh, man, I just can't believe how criminal it all is. I just can't believe how out in the open it all is. It's just, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. And to see so many saps who follow the Democratic Party or who follow the Republican Party and who just pick up the whole political fairy tales that they're given and just believe it. And then you think you're cool, snickering and giggling about it. Man, none of this is funny. Your ignorance isn't funny. It's scary.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Here it is, folks. The 2006 Red Book. The most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now. 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
All right, let's go ahead and go to Jim. Jim, where are you calling us from?
I'm from Wisconsin.
Welcome.
Yeah, just a brief comment about the alleged History Channel Charlie Sheen thing. I hate to dwell on this, but it just so happens I downloaded the program in question a couple days ago, and I watched it while I was on hold. The name Charlie Sheen is never uttered in audio or shown in text in the whole thing. What they do have is a still picture. When they're talking about the Bilderbergs, they show, you know, little montages of people. You never see their faces, just people in suits going into nice buildings. You don't even know if it's supposed to be actually the Bilderbergers. there's no context given to the photos, is what I'm saying. And there's a photo of a guy who kind of looks like Charlie Sheen, and that's it.
Yeah, I talked to the caller, Kevin in Alabama, during the break, and in between cussing at me, I mean, imagine, I go on the line and I go, listen, Kevin, I want to work with you. Just mail me the tape. I don't trust you, bleeper. I want to hand deliver it. I mean, it was kind of scaring me. And I'm like, listen, sir, if it's true, I'll put it on there. I've asked the listeners to call in about it. People have told me it's not true. I've asked Sheen about it. And I said, what is it? He goes, there's a picture talking about how Hollywood people go to it, and it looks like him. And I said, well, okay. And I said, will you send it to me? I don't trust you. And I'm just like, whoa.
I'll send you a screen capture. I can do that. I'll send it to the site or whatever.
Yeah, send it to tips@infowars.com or send it to Kevin@infowars.com.
All right. Well, regardless of if it is Charlie Sheen, it doesn't matter what he thinks or says about 9/11. It should be obvious to everyone it was an inside job. It's great that
Then people say he hasn't done enough. Well, you got to love this. When people stand up, do something, put their careers on the line, if you only knew the behind-the-scenes stuff, folks, he's gone through. All of this happens, and then he needs to do more. You know, it's not enough to challenge Larry Silverstein openly on your show, and it's not enough to be incredibly bold and courageous. You got to do, and people do this to me all the time, man. They go, Alex, you're not doing enough. You need to do more. You're a traitor.
Well, they're just not doing anything themselves, so they just got to lash out and, you know, got to do something, people.
But, I mean, it's not true. I called a few Bilderberg experts, and they said no. Charlie Sheen has never been there. They photograph. They know everybody that goes. They get the list every year. I went and checked the list. I asked him. He said, of course not. He goes, I'd love to, though, and find out what they're doing. In fact, when I don't want to get off into private conversations, but, you know, before he was asking me about the Bilderberg group. He was asking about who runs things. It's just not true. But I gave the guy the benefit of the doubt and said, okay, show me proof. You know, play a clip. It isn't a clip. It's a... Yeah, I mean, it's just, okay, you bleeping piece of bleep. And I'm just like, man, what is the problem?
The whole program, the History Channel thing, is like it's tabloid in its nature. And there's no context for the photo. It's just in a parking lot somewhere. So it's completely...
It's somebody that looks like Sheen and Ted Turner, right?
It's some guy with a mustache. He looks like he could play Hitler in a movie. I mean, it could be anyone.
Well, no, it's conclusive proof. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Tyrone in Canada. Tyrone, thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I wanted to tell you about something that I discovered by accident. I actually just stumbled upon it, doing a lab on photosynthesis. And it has to do with carbon dioxide emissions and the claim that human activities are causing global warming.
Yes.
And what I found was that actually the amount of carbon dioxide that can be fixed by the biosphere, it's on page 162 of the Nielsen 12 textbook, is 3.5 times 10 to the 16 kilograms. And then from global warming information websites that I found, and also off Wikipedia, what I found is that 6.5 billion kilograms of CO2 are put into the atmosphere. And then when I calculated, what that actually meant was that our activities contribute one over 50,000% of the overall CO2 levels in the atmosphere.
Bovine flatulence is much greater than they claim. Well, you know, there's too many cows, but the actual number of bovine on the surface of the planet is similar to what it was thousands of years ago under natural bovine herd populations.
Precisely. And another thing, which is, should be obvious to anyone who knows about plants, is that in the presence of increased levels of CO2...
They simply metabolize more and grow faster.
Exactly, exactly. And I lived in New Mexico.
You know what you should do? You ought to write an article about this for us.
I've written it all up in a lab report, and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, email it.
All the calculations are there.
Well, stay there. I'll let you finish up. Look, folks, I'm not saying we don't have climate change. The sun just had its brightest cycle ever recorded, and it's about to have one 50% brighter. I mean, our effects compared to volcanoes of the sun doesn't even register.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
All right, I'm going to take five more calls after I cover some more news. I've got to hurry now. We're really running low on time here. I meant to tell you this during the break, John. Specifically, cue it up to my second CNN appearance without the big intro, just to that six-minute clip. I'm going to try to play that because I promised to. And I've also promised to play the Sheen clip again. So we'll do that in a few minutes, and I've got some other news I want to hit on. But listen, folks. Genetic engineering and the wild cross-species engineering that's going on, the new creations they're making and releasing open air in the seas and on the land, are incredibly dangerous to human life and the entire life of the biosphere on this planet, or the interlocking biospheres. And the phony environmentalists could care less about that because they're funded openly by big banks to steal private property and set up the pretext for global taxation. CO2s weren't hurting the ozone layer. That's been proven to be a fraud. The big companies got together to, whenever their patents were running out on Freon, to force something new, and they forced the adoption of what they had out that had a patent on it. And if you look at the calculations of the amount of gases ejected from a major volcanic incident that we have on average every 2 years on the planet, large volcanic gas explosion puts out more CO2 and more gases and more greenhouse emissions than all human activity in the last 1,000-plus years. And then if you look at the sun's effect on the climate, that dwarfs everything else. So it's just a global tax, and that's all they're doing, and they're fear-mongering. There are climate changes going on. Parts of the Earth are getting colder. Other parts are getting hotter. And that's been the Earth's history. All the ice core samples from Antarctica and, of course, the northern ice sheet shows that as well, North Pole. I don't have time to do a dissertation on this. I've actually studied it in depth. And most scientists concur with the statements I've made. I'm just going off their facts. But they don't get the big, prestigious funding. They get bullied into silence. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Tyrone.
I actually did a calculation on, let's just say hypothetically, that none of the CO2 we emitted was absorbed and used for organic molecules in plants. If that was the case, it would take, if, as they claim that we've risen carbon dioxide levels by 100%, it would have taken 5.3 million years to raise it by 100%. And if it was, in fact, 30%, which is a more conservative estimate that we've risen the carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere by 30%, it would have taken 1.6 million years. So that's just something to think about. One more thing that I wanted to mention is that I lived in New Mexico in 2001 when the World Trade Centers were hit. It was shocking to me how many times they compared the event to Pearl Harbor. They kept mentioning Pearl Harbor over and over and over again, like this is a new Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, they were following a script. Thanks for the call. Quickly now, let's talk to Steve in Indiana. Steve, go ahead.
How you doing, sir?
Good, sir.
Hey, I talk on the George Riley Show as well as Troy's show out of Richmond, and I want the veterans on veterans' rights because they're trying to take away half our pension.
I know.
And they're trying to close down the VA hospitals. I mean, why are we even fighting for this country if they're selling it out from underneath us and treating us like dirt and taking away things from us? Why are they doing this? You know, it's not understanding, but I got the utmost respect for you because I'm like you. I outspoken myself to everybody to let them know what's going on.
Well, that's what Americans are supposed to do. We're supposed to be involved. We're supposed to control our government and criticize it and keep control of it. We haven't done that. And, you know, they charge the troops for their shattered body armor, $700 when their arms and legs are blown off. They charge them $4 a day for their meals in hospital. They charge them to be flown back to America. They treat them like absolute trash, but supporting the troops today means forgetting them and not caring about them and just sticking a sticker on your car. Thanks for the call. Makes me sick. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Michigan. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I was, wanted to bring your attention. I don't know if you saw it or not, but this Mike Rupert guy, he seems to be on the level as far as CIA involvement with drug trafficking and that being part of the reason for 9/11. But he recently wrote a hit piece on you.
Yeah, you know what?
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I know. And caller, why give the person the attention they want? Why even look at it? I mean, I appreciate your call. The guy you mentioned a year ago announced the 9/11 Truth Movement was dead, stopped covering it. You know, he said, I'm the grand poobah. I say stop covering it. We'll look at it today. It's bigger than it's ever been. We better expose it. It's the foundational event. And he's involved all these population control groups and peak oil. And I mean, just it doesn't matter, okay? I mean, it's just, and again, if I spent all day covering all the hit pieces I'm under, and I mean, you know, you got this former cop with his, he admits his CIA girlfriend and all this. And, ooh, he's so, I mean, who cares? I don't care. My show isn't about that guy. And really, I don't want to spend any more time on it. I mean, that's the, it's just disgusting that people spend their time doing stuff like that. But I'm above it. I don't even respond to it, to the savaging. That I've been savaged repeatedly. Let's talk to Elias in Michigan. Elias, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. Yeah, your lady caller there, her mother in New York. Maybe her mother would be interested in this. They say they're setting up millions of cameras now in New York, especially in Brooklyn.
Yes.
So that should interest her. She seemed like a very intelligent person.
And for those that don't get that, London has 4.5 million surveillance cameras.
Well, this is evidently in New York.
No, I know.
They haven't had that. That's something new. They're going to put them up.
Federally,
they're going to be watching them all.
They're going to put up $3 billion in federally funded cameras. They already put up $1 billion worth of cameras in Boston.
Welcome in the new age. The new age of watching. They're all watching. Who's going to do the watching? Who's going to watch the watchers?
I wish they'd put those cameras on the border. Thanks for the call, but don't hold your breath. Last caller, Tom in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I've listened to your show for about 6 months, and I tell everyone I can about your website, my family, my friends. And I know you say you're a Christian, and I'm a Christian as well. Being Christians, we place the Bible as our sole authority of faith and practice. But I need you to help me to understand how you see Revelation 13, where it does say that the all upon the earth will worship the beast, and he will have power over them. Do you think we can stop the New World Order, or we can just slow it down by prayer? Because it does say that he will overpower the saints, and the power is given unto him to control.
Well, he will make war against the saints and overcome them.
Right.
And that's a particular passage. Then it gets into the, you know, to the greatest falling away ever right before, the greatest coming back during it. And it talks about all sorts of victories. So it's a fight to wake people up inside
right.
the system.
Exactly. And that's why I tell everyone that I can. Do you feel that we're in the tribulation period now, or we're on almost into the tribulation period, where it's 3.5 years? Of course, there's 7 years
together. I don't go there, sir. I have a news program. And I don't care if the end of the world's tomorrow or 100 years from now. I have a job to do fighting evil and exposing corruption. And most people I know do nothing but constantly just say, God's coming next week and I don't have to worry about it. And they just and preachers who say the end's next month, next year, they're never right. And then no one ever holds them to account. And most of them just say, lay down, George Bush is basically God. And it's just I don't deal with it. I've got a job to fight evil. Duty is mine, consequences belongs to God. I appreciate the call. It's an important question. I've already taken too many calls, and I'm accelerating through this as fast as I can. Let me get into the news real fast here. Retired colonel claims U.S. military operations are already underway in Iran. This is from Raw Story. During an interview on CNN Friday night, retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner claimed that the U.S. military operations are already underway inside Iran. Well, yeah, we knew that two years ago. I would say, and this may come as a shock, that I think the decision has been made, the military operations are already underway. Colonel Gardner told CNN International anchor Jim Clancy, and it goes on. Gardner, who, in fact, we have the clip. I should have sent this clip to you. Hey, go to prisonplanet.com, and it'll say retired colonel claims U.S. military operations already underway. Click on the story, and then two paragraphs down, John, it says Crooks and Liars video clip. Regardless, get it for tomorrow. And it goes on, Gardner, who designed a war game in November of 2004 for Atlantic Magazine, Will Iran Be Next?, which simulated preparations for an assault on Iran, also claimed that the Iranian ambassador to the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency told him a few weeks ago that units who had attacked the Revolutionary Guard had been captured and confessed to working with the U.S. Well, yeah, almost 3 years ago they staged, remember, the attempted overthrow of the country. He said, quite frankly, yes, we know they are. We've captured some of their units, and they've confessed to working with the Americans, said the retired Air Force colonel. And it goes on with other reports of how special forces are there right now, and it goes on and on. And Cheney and Rumsfeld have both told 10 Downing Street. They've told CFR meeting in New York. It's all over the news that they're going to war with them. Can you believe it? Unbelievable. Qatar says OPEC can do nothing about high oil prices. Reuters, oil prices are too high, and OPEC can do nothing to cool them. And it's just the way it is. Meanwhile, Exxon chairman gets $400 million retirement package amid soaring gas prices. And they made a record $36 billion in Exxon alone. Every other major oil company posted record profits. But the thing is, folks, that is not free market. It's an oligopoly. It's a group of the major 12 oil companies, really the Big Ten, but there's two other medium-sized ones. The Big Ten sitting there staging events, keeping oil from flowing out of Iraq. They asked Saddam back in 1990 to stop overproducing. You see, people think they make more money off pumping more oil. No, 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 no. They make more money off of not letting that oil flow. That's what they do over and over and over and over again. So people get all upset over the Exxon chairman retiring with $400 million, plus all of his stock worth hundreds of millions. That's nothing. I mean, $36 billion to the shareholders, which are very elite, some of the big shareholders. And that's one of the oil companies. The Rockefellers still have dominant controlling stock in eight of the original 12 oil companies. And you never hear about them in the news. A lot richer than Bill Gates, but their money's in all tax-free foundations. And the dollar's been devalued by 40-plus percent. And so that's why one big reason you see oil going up. That only accounts for about half of the rise. And then you also see, again, this oligopoly manipulating the prices. We're just being raped because we're a bunch of idiots. I mean, this is how they see us. Gold storms a new 25-year high of going over $66 an ounce today. Silver surges to $13.33 an ounce. That's a huge increase. Oil well over 70. Meanwhile, China's growth tops 10%. America's at 3.5% a year. That's lower than inflation. I know. You heard inflation's 3.3. It's a lot higher than that. So Bush gives you a small tax cut and then devalues the dollar by 44%. Would you rather not have the 5, 6% tax cut and then have your money keep its value, or would you rather have a 44% loss? I mean, I guess if you take 6% out of that, it's a 38% loss. It's all smoke and mirrors. All right, here is a segment of Sheen on Kimmel. Then I've got some more comments on this. Last Friday night, here it is. Roll it.
Our first guest tonight is not only a member of the world-famous Sheen family of actors, little-known fact, also the genius behind the lucrative Afro-Sheen empire.
Really?
That's right.
Did not know
you know
that.
Him from movies like Platoon and Wall Street, and in addition to seeing him every week on Two and a Half Men, opening tonight, you can see him in Scary Movie 4. Please welcome the indestructible Charlie Sheen. Happy almost Easter.
Hey, back at you.
You had some interesting comments. You were on a radio show, and you talked about 9/11, and you have, is it a theory, or you just don't believe the government account of what happened on 9/11?
I just had questions.
Yeah?
I had a lot of questions, and the forum I chose to voice those questions in is the Alex Jones radio show,
mm-hmm.
and just because he's a guy that I've been a fan of and followed for a lot of years, and... you know, I got attacked. I mean, there were a lot of hit pieces. The reaction was
yeah. People get
severe.
Very mad
get
when
very
celebrities
mad.
Have
no,
opinions.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. I know he's not qualified. He doesn't. You know, he's just who the hell is he to have an opinion about something so horrible? And you know, it was sad because they didn't really take a look at any of the stuff I was asking them to look at, any of the evidence or any of the stuff that generated those questions. You know, and they said, "Oh, he's another tinfoil hat wearing Hollywood clown." You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like the only. You know, I felt that the only real validation I needed was just being a tax-paying American that loves my country.
Yeah, and you, I mean, it's just something that you wonder about and you would like to know more about,
sure.
I assume. And do you,
sure.
you study the tapes? And you?
I've done a lot of research, and it's not just me, it's the people that have come before me, the experts and the engineers and the physicists and the scientists and the scholars that raised a lot of these things, and I took a look at their research and said, yeah, it doesn't add up. A lot of it doesn't add up. Hence these questions, you know. And there's two areas. There's Building 7, and there's the five frames from the Pentagon. Don't listen to me. Do your own research, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, you know, what happened to a time in this country when we were entitled, when we had a constitutional and a God-given right to be curious about things that. That didn't make sense. That's
well,
all it was.
Because we have a lot of cable shows now, and
thank you.
And they need stuff to be mad about. So, you know, stuff like this is like, oh, boy, we could yell about this for an entire week. And
sure.
Plus, with your dad being the president and all, it puts a lot of the focus on that.
That's true. Yeah, I should have conferred with him before I came out publicly.
Now, by the time several news publications, newspapers and blogs and entertainment sites got a hold of it, they said the crowd didn't like him, the American people disagree with him, he basically backpedaled, Charlie Sheen's very sorry now. Didn't say any of that, laid his case out brilliantly, did a good job, the people clapped and supported him, you didn't hear any boos there, did you? Meanwhile, Dick Cheney has 80% of people booing him when he throws out the first pitch and the media spins that. Into the people loving. But you didn't hear that. But the media spins it. Then we put that article out late Friday night. Normally it'd be up on Google within a day. Other reports that have posted our report are on Google, but our sites, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, aren't on Google Web or Google News, even though we're a Google News affiliate. Specifically blocking us again, we've caught them red-handed. We've got that report up on InfoWars.com. Google caught censoring Prison Planet, Charlie Sheen 911 coverage again. And another one, media spins Sheen's comments as minority view despite polls. And then they go, well, those aren't scientific polls. No, there are major scientific polls that show the majority have this view, two Zogbys. And then on top of it, you go to the blogs of newspapers where they're attacking Sheen. And in some cases, 98% are for Sheen. On average, it's about 80-some percent. I mean, you'll read like 50 posts out of hundreds and hundreds, and maybe one or two are against Sheen. I mean, it's unbelievable. So major spin there. Please help us counter that. Get these stories. Get them out to everyone and ask them what they're up to over there at Google, because they've been caught doing this in China and other countries. We've already caught them doing it to us once. There's no doubt in it. We know how the system works. They're blocking us. They've delisted this specific story. We can write a little nothing story, and it gets listed in a day on Google, because Google's based on hits, how many visitors you get, and we get a lot of visitors.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
This is what the neocons do. Once they get caught, once they know conservatives are angry at them and mad at them, they'll then come out and say, oh, it's Bush that's doing it, or he just didn't understand, or Bush better watch it, he's going to do a better job in the future. Oh, the American people demand something be done about the borders. And then their answer is a blanket amnesty program, but renaming it, calling it a guest worker program. The American people have gotten tough. They demand a guest worker program from Bush. Well, that's exactly what Bush is proposing, and that's not what we want or need. And Newt Gingrich is out saying that. His job was to destroy the Republican Revolution in 94. Gingrich warns Republicans want change. He's a big globalist. I think they're in very serious danger of having a very bad election this fall, Gingrich said on Fox News Sunday. He said the American people are mad at Republicans, and the Democrats are bought and paid for by the same people. Meanwhile, Bush's new chief of staff signals shakeup, this out of the AP, signaling a possible shakeup among President Bush's senior advisors. The White House chief of staff told top presidential aides Monday to expect changes that refresh and re-energize the term. He invited anyone who is thinking of leaving before the year's end to do so now. And that's Mr. Bolton, who took over the top staff job late Friday. So now, basically, the entire White House staff has dual citizenship. It just gets crazier and crazier. And it just goes on and on. Meanwhile, another Zogby poll came out, and the majority of Americans have now grown that want to control the border and are angry about these demonstrations, as I told you 2 weeks ago. Clearly backfired. Bush's / Fox's PR firm they hired out of Dallas organized these whole things with the media, and it just, you can't unring that bell. Everybody saw the Mexican flags. You ordered people in emails to your activist controllers, your rent-a-mob, not to do that, but they didn't follow orders. And everybody saw the truth, including the majority of Hispanic Americans who love this country and are very upset about what's happening. So it didn't work, and it's not going to work. But back to the oil situation, you know, they're going to make the whipping boy be the outgoing Exxon chief getting $400 million. Retirement package. Meanwhile, you're out there paying on average over $3 a gallon now in this nation. I mean, in Texas, we're right by the refineries. We're paying, you know, $2.89, $2.95 for 87 octane. $3-something for premium. And it's all because they're raping the daylights out of us. That's half of us. Because you've got really a monopoly going, just under different brand names. And the other part of the equation is the dollar has plunged in value. And just look at gold at over $606 an ounce. I remember when I was buying it for $250 an ounce 5 years ago. And the little bit of gold I've bought, I ain't selling it, even though it's now hit $600. Plus, because all I'll get is fiat currency back that isn't even worth the paper it's written on and being devalued more and more daily. I would encourage listeners to take some of those fiat currency notes and to get some of my videos, which are the most valuable material of all, information. Knowledge is power. Go to InfoWars.com and the safe, secure online video and bookstore and get Martial Law. Get Loose Change 2nd Edition. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get my new film, The Order of Death. Get them all. Peruse the videos and books, the specials we offer there. In some cases, my films as low as $5.95 a piece. Order them, get them, make copies, get them out to people. That's InfoWars.com or toll free 1-888-253-3139. And don't ever forget Prison Planet on TV. All my films, my weekly TV show, in-studio video reports. Got a new one going up tomorrow. My book, Paul Watson's book, all my best audio interviews. PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, get a membership. Monthly and yearly memberships available. And be sure and get our Sheen stories we just broke. Get them out to folks as well. Thanks for all your support. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.